Committee on Judiciary come to order. Today is April 14th.
My contribution.
Little housekeeping. The public hearing on House Bill 2290 has been reposted for April 21st. And we'll go down open with a work session on House Bill 2463.
House Bill 2463 allows a person with a concealed weapon permit issued by another state to carry a weapon in Oregon. The Dash 2 amendments are in front of the members of the committee. Dash 2 amendments were drafted with the intention of providing that there would be reciprocity between states, obviously, that recognize Oregon's CHL permits, or if the state has standards equal to Oregon's in reviewing and granting licenses. The Dash 2s are being seen for the first time today, and I believe you have members of the Oregon State Police who'd like to discuss the Dash 2s.
Okay. The State Police would like to discuss that. Come on up to the...
Good afternoon, Chair Barker, member of the committee. For the record, my name is Alan Hagman. I'm a sergeant with the Oregon State Police in the Patrol Division. I didn't come in here with answers, unless you have questions that I might have answers to, or nothing prepared. I guess it's just more the trying to decide what the effect of the Dash 2 amendments is, what impacts that's going to create in the State Police in terms of determining reciprocity with other states, other jurisdictions. And one question we have is we don't know if the other states all do this on a statewide basis like Oregon, or if they do them on some states maybe on a county-wide basis like Oregon was pre-1989, or we might be dealing with individual counties, and some states have a lot of counties. But what this would entail in terms of databases and keeping a database current, being able to authenticate a concealed handgun permit if we encounter a person with one, and just general questions of that nature. So that's where we are on it right now.
Okay. Any questions?
Chair.
Representative Olson, please.
Sorry. How you doing? Okay, I'm a little confused. So the database that you have right now here in Oregon captures everything that's happening for CHL holders here in Oregon, right?
Correct.
So you're just taking a look at what's happening from the other states that we'd end up having a reciprocal agreement? That's what you're talking about?
Yeah, Representative Olson, I think the database, the mechanical part of the database would probably be relatively simple. It would just be a matter of maintaining the database, keeping it current, determining what the reciprocity standards are for the other states, what states we'd have reciprocity agreements with, and what the basis of that reciprocity would be. But again, I think the database would probably be a fairly simple function. And if there's administrative rules crafted for this, those would be posted on the Internet.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Question, Representative Krieger. You talk about standards. There's no standards in here. Either you recognize or you don't, and you get an agreement or you don't. I mean, it seemed to me that would be the issue. They may have a little bit of difference in things that they look at in doing the background check, just as we do. In fact, if you go talk to your county sheriffs, you'll even see within the state there's some variation about how detailed they get in certain places. So I understand what you're getting at, though. I'll make sure it was on the record.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Further questions? Thank you very much, Sergeant.
Thank you.
Okay. Close the work session on that. Okay, we have the Dash 2 amendments before us.
Yeah. Okay, sure. I move the Dash 2 amendments.
Representative Garrett moves the Dash 2 amendments to be adopted into House Bill 2463. Is there any discussion or objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Close the work session on House Bill 24.
Mr. Chair, before you.
Okay.
Discussion, yeah.
Yeah.
So are we, I'm not sure where we are. Are we going to, we need a physical then on this? Is that what we're waiting on?
The fiscal is in the process of being drafted. The initial forecast for the fiscal was that there would be some significant numbers attached. I think that was due to a miscommunication between fiscal and the Oregon State Police, and the expectation now is that they are drafting one that I believe will be minimal.
Thank you.
But I'm not sure yet.
Thank you.
Close work session on House Bill 2463. Open a work session, House Bill 3157.
Punch Bowl 31-57 was first heard on April 6th, provided that a juvenile director oversight committee may assume the duties and powers of the, quote, director of the juvenile department under certain circumstances. It allowed for delegation of committee duties to subordinate officers and employees. We had a dash one amendment that was adopted on the 6th of April. We received no revenue impact and minimal fiscal impact. There is no statement issued for fiscal, so we're ready to proceed.
Is there any further discussion on House Bill 3157?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Wisnant.
I move House Bill 3157 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Wisnant moves House Bill 3157 as amended to the floor with a due pass. Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Representative Barton.
Aye.
Representative Cameron.
Aye.
Representative Garrett.
Aye.
Representative Krieger.
Aye.
Representative Olson.
Aye.
Representative Chu.
Aye.
Representative Smith.
Aye.
Vice Chair Stiegler.
Aye.
Vice Chair Wisnant.
Aye.
Chair Barker.
Aye.
Motion carries. Representative Wisnant will be the carrier of the bill. Close the session on 3157. Open a work session on House Bill 3171.
House Bill 3171 first heard on March 30th. This limited the deferrals of jury duty to one time unless a deferral was sought for a specified emergency that could not have been anticipated. It also required an employer to allow an employee to take leave without pay for time spent, as opposed to forcing an employee to use vacation or sick leave. A dash one amendment changed the language somewhat in subsection 2 and provides basically for a good cause deferral. The dash one should be in front of you. We need to adopt the dash one. We also have fiscal statement back on the dash one amendment. It is indeterminate with no numbers listed, and we have no revenue impact.
Okay. I'll accept the motion to adopt the dash ones on House Bill 3171.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash ones into House Bill 3171.
Representative Olson moves the dash ones into House Bill 3171. Any objections? Hearing none, so ordered.
And Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3171 to the floor with due pass recommendation as amended.
Representative Olson moves House Bill 3171 to the floor with the due pass as amended. Is there any discussion? Representative Barton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I intend to vote against this bill. My objection, I would not say it's that necessarily heartfelt, so much as this is an issue of local control. I think each county has different needs, and each county has a different system for jury duty deferrals, and I just don't see any compelling purpose behind this bill.
Thank you. Hold the roll, please.
Representative Barton?
No.
Representative Cameron?
Aye.
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Representative Krieger?
Aye.
Representative Olson?
Aye.
Representative
Shields?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Vice Chair Stiegler?
Aye.
Vice Chair Wisnant?
Aye.
Chair Barker?
Aye. Motion carries. Representative Olson, you hear that first? Thank you.
Let you have
Barton.
Huh? Let you have Barton.
Yeah. It was April Fool's. Barton could carry it. But. Open a work session on House Bill 3191.
House Bill 3191, first heard on April 6, established a retired senior volunteer program within the Department of State Police and allowed a retired state trooper to volunteer and receive health care insurance for themselves and their spouses. We had dash one amendments that were adopted, I believe, at our last hearing. Actually, let me double check that.
Dash two now.
Actually, it was a Scrivener's error on the dash one amendments, and I am unclear at this point as to whether or not they were adopted. However, today I received dash two amendments, and as a result of receiving the dash two, we cannot work this today. The dash two amendments appear to address the volunteer, and with respect to how workers' compensation.
There was some concern over allowing people to work that were not covered, and that's what we're trying to get them to fix. So we can adopt the dash two amendment.
Dash two?
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, I move dash twos in House Bill 3191.
Representative Wisnant moves the dash twos in House Bill 3191. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Close the hearing. The work session on 3191. next open a work session on House Bill 2401.
House Bill 2401, expanded, first heard on February 16th and then again on April 6th, expands the definition of assault in the third degree to include assault with a dangerous substance on a public safety officer. The Dash 3 amendment deleted the saliva from the list of dangerous substances with respect to the public safety officer. Dash 3 amendments were adopted on the 6th. This was held over so that because it has a subsequent referral to Ways and Means. However, the impact, the fiscal impact statement was issued. It's minimal. There is no actual statement. We've subsequently had the referral to Ways and Means has been rescinded by the Speaker's office.
Okay, so it's ready to go.
As amendment.
Andy.
Representative
Wilson.
You'd
like to move House Bill 2401.
As amended.
As amended.
Yes. The dash threes.
Yes.
They've already been adopted.
Representative Olson moves House Bill 2401 as amended to the floor of the new pass. We've all been there. We've all been at that place. Don't worry about it.
I want to talk to safety.
I'm there more often than not.
Chair. It isn't that his work distracts him. It's the baseball game he's got on.
Ooh.
We have a motion to move House Bill 2401 to the floor with the due pass.
Amended.
As amended. Is there any further discussion?
I was hoping counsel or perhaps Representative Smith, who worked on this bill, could help clarify for me why the fiscal or how we got this to no fiscal, because we're basically creating another crime, and I assume somebody's going to be arrested and convicted for this. So maybe you can help me understand that.
You want me to? I think it's a fair question, and I would defer to the, you know, sort of fiscal powers that be on making the predictions about what costs and doesn't cost. I think the plausible explanation of why this would have a minimal fiscal is that the number of instances of this happening outside the corrections environment are relatively low. Right. If you include saliva and spitting, they're relatively high, and that would have a very significant fiscal and wouldn't probably come out of this building in this session. But without that, the idea was that this would be much more infrequent behavior. Now, is it infrequent enough that there would be instances approaching zero per year so that it wouldn't result in any incarceration, which costs a significant amount of money? That I don't know and can't really speak to either way. That's my impression of what the explanation would be.
Okay, that's helpful, because I was just trying to piece together what the amendments do. It's always a challenge, and it's to have that analysis. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
I'm good with the bill.
Representative. Call.
Representative Barton.
Aye.
Representative Cameron.
Aye.
Representative Garrett.
Aye.
Representative Krieger.
Aye.
Representative Olson.
Aye.
Representative Shields?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Vice Chair Stiegler?
Aye.
Vice Chair Rickman?
Aye.
Chair Barker?
Aye. Motion carries. And that doesn't require mandatory prison or anything. So I think it's why they removed that. Representative Smith, would you carry that bill for us, please?
Sure.
Representative Smith is a carrier. Open House Bill 3070, open a work session on House Bill 3071.
The House Bill 3071 was first heard on April 1st. It requires the State Board of Higher Education to authorize each institution under its control to commission special campus security officers and grants the officers power and authority of peace officers declares an emergency. You now have the Dash 3 amendments in front of you. The Dash 2s were adopted back on the 6th, I believe. The Dash 3s further address the authority of the special campus officers, and I believe address the fact that they will be able to write citations for violations. Representative Thatcher did want to be here, but I believe had a scheduling conflict, and we do not have fiscal or revenue statements for the Dash 3s.
I don't think I have
some
Dash 3s.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I move Dash 3s into House Bill 3071.
Representative Westham moves the Dash 3s in House Bill 3071. Discussion.
And again, where does this different, since I've just, where is it different from the Dash 2s?
Mr. Chair, Representative Stiegler, I just received these about an hour ago as well, so I don't have a more detailed analysis for this.
Could we have some discussion about what these do? I'm not sure. I apologize. But
I don't have them. I don't think. I couldn't find them.
Right. Here. I was just trying to figure out the difference between the dash twos and threes.
Section 7, I think, is an addition, and 8.
I see
which
that.
Basically requires DPSST to develop minimum standards to certify the special campus security officers.
I'll withdraw my motion to the chair once.
Well, no, that's okay.
From DPSST is here, I think, here.
You could help us clarify. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, for the record, Eric Gavlich, Deputy Director for the Department of Public Safety Standards and Training. The dash three, we worked with Representative Thatcher's office to have this change made. And in the dash threes, you'll see specific language that says that our agency is not required to provide certification and add these folks from the campuses to our standards. That's why the fiscal impact showed up in dash two, but we were able to take it out in dash three. So that's the change. It just clarifies that if the university system wants these officers trained, they can contract with us, if you will, right now to do that. But it doesn't require that they be certified like police officers, corrections officers, or any other of our mandated professions.
Okay. Representative Thatcher, we're in work session on and we're just there's been a motion to adopt the dash three amendment, so we're getting some clarification on them. Do you have anything to add?
Well, since I was not here during I don't know if I have anything to add yet. I'm sure what he said was great. For the record,
we just were clarified.
Kaiser, St. Paul, and Newburgh. So hopefully you'll have a zero fiscal and it'll just sail right through here.
Okay, we have to wait for the fiscal, but we can't adopt the amendment today. Okay, thank you very much.
I'll make the motion.
Is there further discussion from the committee on the yes?
The amendment worries me, and it seems that what we're doing is in our justified zeal to get a bill and to make sure that the bill comes out of this committee and doesn't go to Ways and Means. That we're and I totally understand the in this fiscal situation the necessary effort to avoid costing money. But in this case, if what we are doing is providing additional power to campus safety officers, which, although they can't detain now, my understanding is that they detain relatively infrequently before they call in backup. But if they have the ability to grant citations to non-students, that will increase the number of interactions they have with non-students, increase the number of confrontations they have with non-students, increase the potential for violence with non-students, that if we grant that power without granting accordant training, I think that is giving our zeal to pass a bill greater deference than our need to pass a good bill. And I will be a no on the amendments, even though I totally understand what's behind them. And that's what I want to say about that.
Mr. Chair, I withdraw my motion at this time for further discussions by the committee on dash three.
Okay, thank you. Representative Wisnett withdraws the motion to adopt the dash threes. Close the work session on House Bill 3071. Open a work session on House Bill 3263.
House Bill 3263 first heard on April 1st and then again on April 8th. Extended the statute of limitations for certain sex crimes of the defendant is identified on the basis of a DNA sample comparison. Excuse me. We heard this back on the 8th. We received an indeterminate fiscal impact statement. Subsequent conversation with the speaker's offices determined that this does not need to go to Ways and Means.
Okay, and a little explanation on that was that this is when somebody is located at a later, much later date by DNA, and identified to connect them to a rape or first-degree sex crime. The reason it was indeterminate, there's belief that anybody who falls into that category is already being committed another serious crime and be going to prison on something else anyway, and they didn't think that would raise of a huge fiscal. Any further any discussion at all on that?
So, Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3263 to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Olson moves House Bill 3263 to the floor with the due pass. Is there any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Representative Barton?
Aye.
Representative Cameron?
Aye.
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Representative Krieger?
Aye.
Representative Olson?
Aye.
Representative Shields?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Vice Chair Stigler?
Aye.
Vice Chair
Wissett?
Aye.
Chair Barker?
Aye. Motion carries. And Representative Olson, could we impose on you one more time?
Absolutely.
Committee, stand at ease for a few minutes. We're waiting for Mr. Taylor.
House Committee on Judiciary, come back to order, please. Next item is a work session, open a work session on House Bill 2139.
Mr. Taylor. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. You have House Bill 2139 in front of you for work session, and this bill comes from DHS, allows the Director of Human Services to file a petition to appoint a trustee in a long-term care facility while giving notice to the owner of the facility if serious and immediate risk of harm or death to the patient in the facility. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you have the Dash 5 amendments in front of you. They are, shall we say, technical. They substitute the term licensee for the personally legally responsible, increase the facility fund from $300,000 to $750,000. States that when the fund reaches $750,000, DHS will discontinue collecting the facility and will start collecting the payment when the balance falls below $600,000. Defines who is a licensee and who is not. Karen Mazur is here if you have any questions beyond that, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I believe this has been worked out between DHS and the nursing home people.
Okay.
Yeah, I hear people going like this. And, we can bring them up to
get it on the record.
Yep.
Could you come up and just clarify it on the record, please?
Good afternoon, Chair Barker, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Mary Geer. I'm the administrator for the Office of Licensing and Quality of Care in the Department of Human Services, Seniors and People with Disabilities. We have worked long and hard with the Oregon Healthcare Association to come to some agreement on this bill. This is a bill that the department asked for in response to some difficulty that we've had waiting for trustees to be appointed going through the court process, and so an expedited trustee as well as a temporary manager process, and then increasing the trustee amount is something that we're very interested in. We've come to agreement on the Dash 5 amendments and would encourage you to pass them. I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, for the record, Lauren Rhodes with the Oregon Healthcare Association, and I would agree with Mary Geer. We've worked extensively in the weeks and months behind us to come to agreement. We feel very confident and comfortable with all of the changes that are included in the Dash 5 amendments and would encourage your support for those, and happy to be of assistance in moving this bill forward. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Is there any questions from the committee on this? Thank you very much.
So, are we in a work session?
Yeah, we're in work session.
I would, money assigned, so Mr. Chair, I would move the adoption of the Dash 5 amendments.
Representative Stigler moves the adoption of the Dash 5 amendments into the bill. Is there any discussion, any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. The bill has a subsequent referral to Ways and Means, and we don't believe that's necessary, so I'm not going to work the bill further today until we get that clarified. Close the work session on House Bill 2139. Is there any further business to come before the committee today? Where am I coming back? Okay, we're meeting adjourned. We have.